Thank you, Jane. Please, Liz, we're all ears.
Shall we pray? Father God, we pray that you would come and speak to us and enable us to hear your voice and respond to your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have to say thank you very much for inviting me here this morning. I did know we were talking about hunger, so I thought I'd just pick up a snack on the way. Bear with me. Just a little something to keep me going, you know. Sittingbourne's quite a way away, and I don't know about you, but we have the luxury, don't we, of when we're feeling hungry, to popping down to the shop maybe, or going into a cupboard and getting something to eat. Imagine turning up at school with this for your packed lunch. What would your friends think? Well, today we are thinking about hunger. Today we're thinking about that Bible passage with Jesus going to the crowd and seeing that they were hungry. You know, I'm aware that we do live in part of the world where we're very fortunate. But it might be that for some of us here today, actually, we don't have a lot of food. And I saw on your screen before the service that you're a church like our church that hosts a food bank. We need to remember what we have and the places that we are so that we too are able to serve the community that we live in. But when we think about hunger and when we think about food, we need to realize that there are places in this world like the village that Steve and his son went to, that they have very, very little to eat. I think you may well have all heard that Bible story. Can you remember? Jesus was there, and there were 5,000 men, children and women. We would have been extra. So there would have been, I reckon, between 15,000 and 20,000 people. I cannot begin to imagine what that would have been like. And Jesus was there. And if you remember, Jesus had 12 special friends who went around with him. They were there too, the disciples. Now again, I don't know about you, but sometimes if you're at school and you're interested in the lessons and things, you forget your tummy. You might forget your packed lunch or your school dinner. You're so interested in what's going on. Everything was happening in the crowd like that. They were interested in listening to Jesus. But as the day went on, and again, I don't know whether this happens to you, but maybe your tummy starts rumbling, or maybe the person next to you, their tummy starts rumbling, and then you begin to think, oh my goodness, it's making rather a noise. And then you start thinking about food. Now, did that start with the disciples, or did that start with some people in the crowd? Or, dare I say it, did Jesus' tummy start rumbling? I don't know. But some of the disciples started thinking, we need to get some food. They couldn't pop to Sainsbury's or any other supermarket. They might have started thinking, we need to get these people home. Well, can you imagine how they must have felt when they said to Jesus, these people need feeding, and he said to them, go on then, you feed them. Now, I've done something a bit cheeky, because in the reading that we had from Luke's Gospel, it doesn't tell us how they got the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. I wonder, could anyone be super, super wise and tell me, how did they get 5 loaves and 2 fish? Fantastic. Over here, you tell me. Anyone tell me? Oh, right, go on then. Shout out. A little boy did have some food. He had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, by no stretch of the imagination, please don't go home and think this is what I eat for my lunch. I don't. But if I think, would this feed all of us? To be honest, I'm really sorry, I'll tidy up at the end, but there's crumbs on the floor. we'd get a really, really small bit each. But a boy who had five small loaves, five small rolls, and two small fish gave them to Jesus. What do we hear that Jesus did? He gave thanks for what had been given. He broke it, and then, I think, he went to his disciples and said, can you give that out to everyone in this bit? Can you give that? And so the disciples, maybe they had a small amount like this. People had sat down in groups of 50. How would you feel if you were given this to go and feed 50 people? I think I'd walk quite slowly to them. You know, that was absolutely incredible. But as they started to break and to give, there was more. There was more. There was more. In fact, how many baskets were left at the end? 12. Thank you. There were 12 baskets. That is more than they started with. Jesus performed a miracle. But here's the thing. He involved the disciples in that miracle. And if there hadn't been a boy to offer all he'd got, we don't know what would have happened. We're thinking about food. We're thinking about whether we will be part of the miracle of Jesus in feeding people today. I want to show you a picture. It's of a girl. Hopefully it'll come up on the screen soon. This is Yasmin. She's 6 years old. And if you can see, she's holding a bowl. Now, Mo and Monica did something really, really amazing, because we might have thought, especially those of us at the front, we were going to get some M&Ms. But inside this packet, can you remember the rice? Well, if you have to look really carefully, but Yasmin's holding a bowl. And in that bowl is the rice for her for one day. She's 6 years old. She doesn't have a lot to eat. Sometimes mums and dads or older brothers and sisters have to make decisions about what they're going to eat so that their younger brothers and sisters or so their children can have food. Here's another picture of a mum with her children. And inside her bowl, you can hardly see anything. That's what she has for her and her family. It's not very much, is it? It's really not very much. But can you remember the video that we saw earlier of Steve and his brother? And can you remember Saju talking to us earlier about us being a connected church? Because what happens is this. There is hope. Let's have a look at the next slide. Because here, can you see, they've got more than one bowl and there's food in it. In fact, there's more than rice. There are other sorts of food there. Why? Because where this lady lives, Jaminar, where she lives, her church are connected with another church. Her community is connected with a church community through Tear Fund. And what they do is they receive help. They receive education. They receive people like you and me going to help them. They receive prayer. So what they learn to do is they learn to grow crops. They learn how to farm. They learn, and it sounds incredibly basic, but what they do is they learn the ways to plant their crops so that it gets the best yield. They learn how to irrigate. They learn how to farm. They learn good patterns of living. And so what they do is they are able to grow their food. They're able to use what they have to make a difference. And that's what Tear Fund's all about. Tear Fund don't just go, oh, well, we'll just throw money at that problem. They get involved, they help, they give people skills, they give people tools. At the beginning of the service, you heard Saju tell you, I know a lot of you do know, that in 2018, some of you are going out to Sahara in India. You're getting involved. But goodness, we might sit here and think, but I can't go out in 2018. What can I do? Let's have a look at the next slide. What can I do? Some of you might think, well, I can't miss school. I'd quite like to go out to India. Let me say to you, as you get older, you might be able to. But what can we do? Lots of things. The most important thing that we can do is pray. It really and truly is. Pray. Now, I know that you've got some bookmarks. Use that. Put it beside your bed, maybe. Stick it on your fridge. Put it by your tea and coffee things to help you to pray. You've been given these cards when you came in, and I don't want to confuse matters with your giving here at St. Mark's and anything else that you've been given. But on this card, there's a bit that you can tear off that talks about who you're praying for. You're praying for the church that you're connected with in Sahara. You can pray. And make sure that you find out how that church is going. Pray for the people who are going out there. Pray for the people getting involved in ways on the ground. But it might be that you want to give. And again, I don't by any stretch of the imagination want this to override what you're giving here. Giving to your local church is important. But if you want to give, and again, if St. Mark's have other things, use those. But these cards can be filled in with you giving money to enable people to be trained, to facilitate educating in farming methods. You can do that. As well as all of those things in helping at Tear Fund, as well as helping overseas, let's think about what we can do here. So some of you will be going to work tomorrow. Some of you will be going to school tomorrow. Some of you to college. Some of you will be working in your own home. What can you do? What do we have? Maybe it's the gift of encouragement. Maybe it's the gift of smiling. Maybe it's the gift of when you're at school, noticing the person who's by themselves and going to sit next to them and just checking they're okay. Do you know what? Here's another thing as well. Teachers really like it when their children come in and go, hello, good morning. Is that difficult? Not really. Maybe bosses at work might like that if you're going, hello, good morning. You know, we might think, I haven't got money, I'm not earning money. We can use our words to help, to encourage, to build up. We can smile. Let me tell you something. When Mo was talking to me, I was going to say, I like running. That's not really true. I go running. I go for a quick walk, shall we say. And sometimes when I'm coming home, I'm like, once or twice, there are some people on their way to work who will smile at me. Once I've had someone go, keep going. And you know what? That's like, oh, yes, good. Strangers. But do you know what? We can make such a difference as Christian believers simply by using our muscles in a different way, by smiling, by being people of encouragement, by being people of prayer, by thinking, what do I have? And rather than thinking, yes, but if I share this, I'm not going to have very much left over. Let's remember the miracle that Jesus performed. As the boy gave, so it was multiplied. As you give what you have to your friends, to your neighbours, to your church, to those people you might not get on with, as you give to them, so God will take it and use it. If we could have the final slide, which is a tear fund cover. I'm just going to leave a moment where I'm going to ask God to speak to us by his Holy Spirit and show us something that we have. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell anyone. You might want to. But to say, God, what have I got that I can use? That I can be part of your work here at St. Mark's in Gillingham, at the house I live in, with the family I live with, in the school I go to, in the place of work that I am, with the people I meet every day. What have I got that I can give to you that you can use and multiply? Let's have a moment. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us. Enable us to hear you. And give us boldness to give what you give to us to others. Lord God, we thank you for all that you give to us. Lord God, we pray for the glory of your name, that we will use what we have to give to Jesus, that he may bless, break, and multiply it, that others may come to know him too, and that the hungry would be fed. In Jesus' name. Amen.